And off we go into another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Kevin Hilly, along with my pal Casey Cloak.
Hello.
Let me tell you something that happened this morning. So I'm leaving home and I'm walking. I live in a condo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking on the bridge that leads to the lobby and I see this little bird. A baby bird, obviously baby bird.
Did he fall out of the nest?
That's what I'm thinking. Uh-huh. Because, and he's a little guy, you know, and he's just, but the thing is, he's not afraid of me. He's just sitting there.
Hmm.
He's sort of looking around a little bit. And I'm like, and I'm talking to him. Now, you got to remember, I'm leaving for work in the morning. It's like, you know, dark 30.
Right.
And I'm like, what are you doing here, little guy? Well, like, I'm talking to the bird. What are you doing here, little guy? And I'm looking around. Where's your mother? is there a bird child services around or something, you know? And that's what I'm thinking. There's a nest. I looked up. There's a nest way too high for me to reach.
And he fell out.
And I'm like, well, I hate to leave you here.
No, what did you do?
I left. I went to work. because I'm thinking, I'm hoping the mom is around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like she doesn't want to approach him because I'm there.
Right.
Which makes sense. And then sure enough, I walk into the lobby. So the bird can't see me, but I can see the bird.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I hear, chirp, 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 all these, I think it was all
Mama
these.
Mama was panicking, I bet.
Right, all these other mothers saying, hey, your baby's out there. Come on, you know? And then a friend of mine later told me that the mother will certainly
look forward.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the bird is big enough. Another friend, see, this is why I'm glad I have friends who know animals
mm-hmm,
and birds.
Mm-hmm.
Another friend said, well, this bird is full feathered. So he's going to be flying soon.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And apparently it's common for them to fall out of.
He's just testing his wings.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, oop.
Meanwhile, the mother is probably like, finally, I wonder when I'm going to get rid of
you. Get out of the nest.
All your brothers and sisters are gone.
Oh.
What do you he's going to be like getting his health insurance till he's 27 now. You know, just
I'm surprised you didn't get like sky bombed by the mom. I was the mama bird.
Possibly. I was thinking about that. You know, but when I got to work, I texted my wife because she leaves later than me. And I said, did you see the bird? She goes, I didn't see any birds. She had no idea what I was talking about because I had posted it on my Facebook page,
Mama
a picture.
Got it then. Yeah.
So I'm thinking either that or there's a cat licking its chops.
Easy breakfast.
I don't,
hey, that's the circle
we're gonna
of
have
life.
To do this more often. But I mention all that to bring up because, you know, whenever you see, you like to help animals.
Oh, of
if
course.
You can, if you have
I
the knowledge.
I am definitely one of those. I will pick up dogs and
cats
my husband hates it.
Whenever you see turtles,
yes.
Do you stop?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Well, except for on the highway, obviously.
Well,
I can't. Yeah. Yes.
Certain
but
situations.
On the lake road and stuff, yeah. If I'm you're going the wrong way, buddy. We pull over and,
There's a kid in Indiana. He's a second grader. He was worried about turtles getting run over by cars.
Sure.
So he convinced the mayor to put up these turtle crossing signs.
Oh.
Apparently, this street is surrounded by a number of ponds and turtles are hit by cars.
Okay.
And that, honestly, breaks my heart when that happens.
Yeah, I can't even imagine the crunch.
So I'm very glad to see that.
That is,
they
and
said,
you know what? A lot of times they do cross in the same spot because even our road, it's usually around the same area.
Right.
There is a creek, so I'm thinking that's kind of where they're coming from.
And I've learned, somebody said once ago, if you ever see a turtle and you get out of your vehicle to help them across, make sure you put them in the direction they're facing. Don't turn them around, put them the other side. Because it took them like 2 weeks to walk.
So true.
12 feet. You know?
I do that as well. I get them to their destination or at least
put them across on the grass or whatever. Okay, continue
otherwise
on.
Otherwise, they're just going to start all over again.
Once I picked one up, and he was a big guy, and he started hissing at me.
Yes, they do hiss. Oh, they're freaky.
I'm like, dude.
Especially the snappers. Yeah. I learned to identify the difference.
I'm trying to save you from a horrendous death, okay?
Yes,
don't cop an attitude with me.
And we've learned also, hold them further out, because they do go to the bathroom. I'm just telling you.
I haven't experienced that yet.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun, especially on your way to work.
Although, if somebody I didn't know was picking me up, I might lose my faculties, too.
I didn't hold it against them. I still took them on the other side of the road. But, thank you.
But
will last all day.
So if you're one of those people that
which kudos to you.
Yeah,
because it does. It you know
you're a credit
be kind
to our race. You really
That's
are
right.
to our human race. Okay, coming from somebody who has a funeral director in his family.
Okay,
I found this rather interesting. Apparently, 20% of funeral homes are live streaming now.
Okay.
You can you know, say friends and family can't make it to the funeral or whatever, you know.
I've actually attended a funeral like that. Yes.
An online funeral?
Yes, because really? She was from the Philippines.
Okay.
And they
You're
had
not
going
to go to the
Philippines. Yeah, and they had her funeral here. And so her family that couldn't make it over, like the elderly and everything.
Right, right.
They did. It wasn't through the funeral home, though. It was one of the family members had a laptop. And,
right.
You know,
well, apparently now there's such a market for this that funeral directors are they're catering
sense.
To
it does. To I mean, that. It's a little eerie, but I mean, yeah, you can't make it.
In a way,
you know,
it is.
At least you can still pay your respects.
Also, see, me, like, I'm kind of a showman, so I would probably be doing, like, some big production.
Like, on the other side?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, you know, does the camera... And see, that's one of my questions with us, and it's kind of morbid, but... Okay, so you have a camera there.
Mm-hmm.
Is the camera focused on the deceased?
Yeah,
or is it panning the crowd to see who's there? Oh, look, Uncle
Mine's
Ed's gonna
there.
Mine's
going to have, like, fireworks. Boom! You know?
The fireworks
Do not
start
focus
in
on me.
15 minutes. No, I mean, it's like, okay, looking around. Oh, maybe there's a famous person. Oh, look, they're looking
at
celebrities.
It's almost like people, have you ever run into people that actually take pictures? I have. I have been to some Italian funerals.
That seems tacky to me.
I've been to them and I'm like, oh, I mean,
you had a whole
lifetime
to generate memories now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Now you can't get them all in the last 2 hours.
Told my husband, I don't even want no open casket. I want everybody to remember me from before. I don't
right.
want the last memory.
Right.
Hopefully the last memory.
Right.
That wasn't too terrible. But, you know,
yeah,
honestly,
no,
I
think I'm going to go out in a big flame of fire.
There
quite
you go.
Honestly.
I'm with you. Let's do it.
I think so. Right now. And that'll do it for the Kevin and Casey podcast.
It's
no,
done.
No. But I don't know. To a degree, I mean, I get it
I
that
do.
People want to be able, especially if you can't make it. But
yeah, the live streaming I get. I think that's neat because people could still pay their respects. I would feel terrible, though. I mean, you know, the first thing you do is you want to hug the family. You want to show your remorse. And
yeah.
That would be hard to do over the web. You're like, hi.
What happens if you, like, say it's scheduled to begin at 3:00, the live stream, and you tune in at, like, 2:45. Is there, like, a graphic up there saying... Your funeral
Please
will
wait.
Begin
yeah.
in 15 minutes.
Like an intermission.
Intermission? Is there an intermission? See, again, if it was my funeral, I would want
you could
that.
You have some fun with it.
Absolutely,
you
man.
Could.
Like,
I could see that.
This is going to be my last chance to have a blast.
I will make sure I share that with Donna. Donna,
would you please? Yeah, tell my wife. She will.
We're going to go out with like the party streamers,
making our
little, you know, the... pool things
when we're making our
things.
Plans. Speaking of parties, you just went to something bizarre. What was this again? A disco?
We did. We had a girls' night. It far too long since we had had one. So we went out Friday evening, and the venue we were at was hosting a silent disco party. It wasn't going to start till 10, which of course we're all
silent?
Like moms. Yeah. So we're like silent disco. We were kind of making fun of it all night. Like, okay, people are going to be walking around with headphones, dancing
right,
to
right.
music, but it's going to be quiet.
Is that the idea?
Yes, but I will tell you. So we stuck around. We're like, okay, we've got to see this. We just got to check this out because this must be a millennial thing,
right?
And, you know,
yeah.
And you could start to see crowds, and you see these red lights, and everybody dancing. And like, okay, so we were like, oh, let's get a picture. Let's just go get a pair of headphones, and let's just get a picture. Well, they put the headphones.
Are they wireless headphones?
They're wireless
okay.
headphones.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't go past the cord.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, they did say don't go in the pool, so
right.
That was
yeah.
the one stipulation. But you had three channels to choose from. One was the red was a like you know today's. Hip hop, rap,
right,
dance
right.
kind of thing.
Right.
The green was actually one of the live bands that they had that they were streaming, so you
okay.
could listen still to the band.
Tell me there was like 70s disco.
The blue. No, 90s dance. Oh my gosh. Rhythm of the night. All
oh, really? Like the bars
stuff.
And all
oh,
that.
Yes. It
really?
Was awesome. So they
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah, they put the headphones on me. And, you know, of course, we're all just kind of giggling, laughing, like, oh my gosh, we're such dorks, you know? And we put them on. I started dancing immediately and I danced for 2 hours.
So some people are listening to different music
yes,
than
yes.
you are.
So that's, and you can see what they're listening to based on the color of the headphones. So, like, there were certain
that's
songs.
Crazy.
You know, Saturday Night Live, that skit where the guys are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Head.
What is love?
Hathaway, that's it. What is love?
What is love?
This
there
is
you.
It. Yeah.
So that song.
So you were listening
on.
To this, and
well,
then.
So let me tell you. Let me first share that I'm probably one of the oldest people there participating.
Yes,
okay. So
yes.
which was just fun all in itself right there. But there was.
Were some people doing the move like from
so,
Saturday
yes,
Night Live?
So here I am. I just start joking and I'm doing that. Well, I look over and this guy across the area. He's got the blue
right.
color on too, so I know he's listening to what I'm.
Okay.
And he's doing it too, and we both make eye contact and just start busting out laughing.
My gosh, that's
so I'm like,
awesome.
Yay, somebody else that's older that gets this.
I will tell you, there are people who hate disco who think the idea of
silent disco was perfect.
We made fun of it the whole night, yeah. And we stuck around. I had an absolute blast. By later in the evening, it was kind of funny. The reds started to fade out and more blues came out. And it was funny because you were connecting with these complete strangers because you're listening and enjoying the same music. But we're all dancing together.
That's
so you got
wild.
People dancing to different music.
You know what it almost reminds me of? Have you heard about these restaurants that you're eating completely in the dark?
Yes.
You have
yes.
no idea what
yes,
you're
yes,
eating.
Yes.
You don't see who you're eating next to.
Right, right.
And so you don't know what
that
it's going to take.
That freaked me out, though. That, there's no way I can do that.
Can you see combining that with silent disco?
That would be maybe distract. I would want that distraction, honestly, because I need to see what I'm eating. I'm not about.
At the very least, I need to be able to make it to my mouth.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Yeah. But now I want to know what I'm eating.
That's insane. I love that.
It was a blast. It was. I even told the gentleman that was running it. I walked up to him afterwards and I turned the headphones in. I said, you know, I feel horrible. I said, we were making fun of this whole concept, thinking millennials finally lost their mind. And I looked at him and I said, I had the most fun that I have not had that fun in
you
so
crazy
long.
Millennials finally came up with a good idea.
Good. I love it. I loved it. So we're going to do it again. We had some of the ladies, they left a little early and I called them the next day. I'm like, you shouldn't have left. It was so much fun. They're like, well, how much later did you stay? I'm like, We closed the bar down, man.
I'm telling you.
I even have blisters on my feet from dancing.
We're all nursing hangovers and headaches this morning, all right?
I'm not going to lie. It was so fun. The concept. So, you know what? It really made me realize I need to adapt to some of these new concepts, just like everybody else, because they're not all bad.
There are some good ideas, for sure. Hey, we'd love to hear from you. You know, if you ever want to give the Kevin and Casey podcast a call, 856-318-9873. That's the number, 856-318-9873. If you say something interesting, we may include it in the podcast.
Yeah.
Ask a question, whatever.
Love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite experience? Something new. What have you done new that totally changed your mind on that? Just like me with the silent disco.
That's a good question. Yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
Are you a millennial? I don't know. Or you can email Kevin and Casey. That's letter K, letter C. Kevin and Casey at kevinhilly.com. And that is another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast.
Yep. Maybe I'll have another story next time. I'm getting out there more. I am.